that you should drop away, because there is only one thing, which is the reoccurring problem with you. Yeah. What are you thinking about? There was a me, a capital I in that thought. Show off. If you don't show off, you become a mirror. Non-mirror is a show-off. Don't you see the show-off in this animal? Of course you don't. Look at the movies, documentaries, and see the animals. Always a show-off. Even sometimes showdown is a show-off. Stalking. That's what animal does. Because for animal, the most important thing is, oh, you don't know, this is the name of Los Angeles to me. When I think about that, LA, I call it a name. It's the city of something. And think about it, all the animals, what do they think about? Remember the principle of being an animal? Eat, don't be eaten, and find sex, right? So, every single moment, an animal, looking at the other animals, what would you think? How do I look? Yes, how do I look? Listen, let's say I'm a wolf, right? I'm out. I'm looking at this person. What am I worried about? How do I look? Did they notice me? Or I could stop, right? If I'm not the wolf, I'm the, whatever, rabbit. What do you think of? How do I look? Am I visible? Because always we are trying to look invisible or extremely visible. When it comes to sex, that's what the life of animal is. Understand it. That's a part here. So this one naturally is a show off. We go even deeper and we say this is a show off of nothing. Nothingness is invisible, and existence is a show off. Because whatever exists is showing off. So the only thing you should polish is the show off. And by show off, I don't mean this show off, because this you cannot stop. Never. This is made for this. Your meaning. Don't show off your meaning. First of all, for yourself. Don't think about yourself inside there. Don't have those kindly chat with yourself, which is always blaming the others and looking at the others which are worse, therefore they make me happy and things like that. Let go of this me at the center of everything. Yes, when you are eating your food, think about yourself. But if you let your brain, you're permanently thinking about yourself. Think about this outside, whatever it is. This is a part of coming out. Being a mirror means getting rid of the show-off. Polish yourself. Then, after polishing, the magic will happen. You will experience the magic. The magic is what? The magic is understanding this at the same time, being separated and one. When you understand this, everything is okay. How are you going to understand this? You see? It's illogical. Understanding doesn't do it really. Do you understand something? Imagine two things which are so close to each other, inseparable, and they are at the extreme end of a line. Imagine something like that. You cannot. We can. How? There is a trick. Again, there is a trick, because there is only with feeling that your understanding will expand. When you feel something, then the understanding will come later. And even if it doesn't come, doesn't matter, because the feeling is original. Because you are the feeling. You are not the sensor. Because these are the sensor instruments. You are the feeling inside, right? So you have to feel the unity. How could you? It's that simple. When you join a group that are not looking for gold, they're looking for that special feeling, then you feel the unity with them. That's the essence of unity. Experience that. While you are interacting with the people, experience you and them being part of the same thing. And you should understand, you should be warned. So he added a paragraph warning stuff. Remember? Noah was talking about the stuff, and I say, listen, everything belongs to him. Why did I say him? Because I'm a materialistic being. Because this, the logic, is the lady, and the other part, the meaning, the spiritual, all the stuff is a man. Why? Because he's the creator, she's what? She gives birth, she really delivers. Because when it comes to reality, you really should do it. We are not talking about hallucination. So there is this he and she. That he, we talk about that he, which is what? Which is we. But it's very difficult at the beginning to say it, really. That how is we? All there is, no matter where, how, in what dimension, or what capacity, what time and space, everything. And everything belongs to that everything. So we say, there is this boss, and everything is it, including me, including this self. So I will surrender this self to truth, to heart. You see, it doesn't make sense, but it starts to make some feeling. This is what he's trying to do, I believe, at the end of the day. The explanation we talked about, logically. But look at it in general. In the Noah's story, he said, everything should be offered to that unity. Means our inclusion is general. Somehow we don't make the exception. We say there is only one rule, inclusion. Everything. At the point of that man's God will stand up and say, I am Hak. And he was killed for it. Because everything is it, no exclusion. And the last story, remember what was the last story of this big story? The second story, he said, let me tell you about the value. Values are relative and it depends on use. When we talk about the kings and their attitude, the king and kingdom relies upon two stuff, right? Knowledge and power. We said the kings are like this. A good king should have the knowledge at this side
and the power at the other side. But these are sides for something to look at. They put the Sufis in front of them. That's the difference. This is a good king. Why? Of course, because he has a lot of power and a lot of money. Then what? This was Idi Amin, this was Moussa Tshombe, this was General Pervez. They have a lot of money, a lot of power. He talks about a very good king. And this king chose the Sufis to put in front. Why? Think about it. What do you put in front of yourself?
A mirror.
These are mirrors. And the king, even the king needs to look at the king. Because there is nothing but the king. In your imagination, let's say you are religious people. Let's say you are Jews. In your imagination, Yahweh is looking at what? Jehovah is there, and that's it. So Jehovah likes a mirror. Our story started with this, remember? The Torah, Bible, and Quranic version, they all start like that. That before the time there was nothing, and God was beautiful. Beauty is this, it has this silly attitude of jumping out and catching the eyes. So his beauty jumped out. And this is it. This is how the universe is created. Why? Up to this moment, if you know this story up to here, this is just a silly story. A little bit romantic, but a serious story, and it's not good enough for me. There is something else in it. What is it? This beauty jumped out for him to look at it, and he looked at it, and he liked it, and he wanted to be in it. Then he chose us to play that role. Remember how beautiful it is? Right at the beginning, we know what we are talking about. We know that there is only Ha and nothing else. Everything is the reflection of Him. In Arabic we call it Tajalli, means show off in a way, to appear, because we know this is what the real beauty is. So in everything around us, we look at the shadow of that beauty. That's why they always talk about the beauty of nature. That's what it is to us. Therefore, you should understand that the kings, they choose the polished people. Means, who is this king? One of these kings is you, remember? The king who fell in love with the handmaiden and all that, they told you, you are the king. And we want you to be the king of the king. Who's the king of the king? Solomon. Yes, Solomon is king of the king. Why? Because everybody is volunteering in the land of Solomon. Because everything is healthy over there. And the king doesn't believe in levels. He talks to the ant. Doesn't matter. I want you to become that. Before that, you are the king. What do you need?
A mirror.
You are coming to visit the kings. What do you need?
A mirror.
No matter what you do, you need the mirror. Polish yourself. And he understood that with this long story, somehow you're not convinced. Why?